الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rank of the crown of the saints. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Litany for proximity to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty sent revelation to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. O Musa, do you seek for me to be more proximate to you than your speech to your tongue, your innermost thoughts to your heart, your soul to your body, and the light of your sight to your eyes? He replied, yes, O my Lord. Allah Almighty informed him, then send abundant salat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Recognized Satan. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Nasr Musa rahmatullahi alayhi, the son of the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, states, my father said, I set out towards the desert on one of my journeys and remained there for several days. However, I did not find water there. When I experienced intense thirst, a cloud covered me and some raindrops fell from it, which I drank. Then I saw a light by which the edge of the sky became illuminated, and a face appeared saying, O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord, and I have made permissible for you that which is forbidden. So I recited, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, and said, O accursed Satan, get away. The illuminated corners transformed into darkness, and that face became smoke. Then he said to me, O Abdul Qadir, I have misguided 70 saints through this, but your knowledge saved you. I responded, this is only due to the grace and blessing of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Nasr Musa rahmatullahi alayhi states, my father was asked, how did you know it was Satan? He replied, from his statement, I have made permissible for you that which is forbidden. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh further mentions the notion that the responsibilities obligated by Islamic law are set aside for a person in a particular state is false. Abandoning obligatory worship is heresy. Perpetrating that which is forbidden is disobedience. That which is obligatory is not set aside in any state. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, did you take note that salah and fasting and the other obligations are not excused for anyone? Some pseudo guides do not offer salah, and when their disciples are questioned, they reply that their guide offers Fajr in Baghdad, Zuhr in Ajmer, and Isha in Medina daily. One should not be beguiled by such deception when we know that even the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was not excused from Salah. In fact, only 5 prayers are obligatory on us daily, but 6 were obligatory on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as the tahajjud prayer was also obligatory for him. Satan attempted to deceive Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, but he foiled his ploy. He then tried again by stating that your knowledge saved you, but Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi understood that it was Allah Almighty who saved him. Hence, a person should not be conceited concerning his knowledge. One should always bear in mind the mercy of Allah Almighty in every state. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. We also learnt how Satan is an arch deceiver. He even resorts to devious illusions. So one should always remain alert to his satanic attacks. Rather than relying on your intellect, you should place trust in the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty. The thief preys on the person who possesses wealth, and the one who has the wealth of faith is attacked by Satan, who attempts to snatch his faith. Furthermore, the stronger one's faith is, the greater one's treasure of righteous deeds will be. Satan will strike with even greater severity there. Satan observed the treasures of faith and righteous deeds of our spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, and attempted to attack him many times. But, alhamdulillah, he was thwarted. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Repentance of a jinn. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, our noble spiritual guide's steadfastness in worship is a great saintly marvel. There is a famous statement, Al-Istiqamatu Fawq Al-Karama. Steadfastness is beyond a saintly marvel. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, we become passionate for some time and carry out actions. But this state of fervor soon fizzles out. What can be said about the steadfastness of my spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh? He narrates, once I was busy offering salah in Jami Mansur when a snake came and placed its open mouth at the place of my prostration. I pushed the snake away and prostrated, but it wrapped itself around my neck and went in one sleeve and came out from the other. When I recited salam to conclude my salah, the snake disappeared. The next day, I went to the same masjid and saw a man with large eyes. I realized that the man was not a human, but a jinn. He then informed me, I am the same snake that bothered you. I trialed a lot of saints in the form of a snake, but I did not find any of them as steadfast as you. Having said this, the jinn repented and gave oath of allegiance at the hands of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. When one has complete humility and concentration in salah, even a snake cannot divert his attention from Allah Almighty. On the other hand, we are so heedless that if even a fly settles on our body whilst we are offering salah, we lose our concentration. We cannot even bear an itch. The above mentioned account also shows that even jinn become the disciples of our Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Shaykh Abu Abdullah Muhammad rahmatullahi alayh states, I served Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh for 40 years. In that period, he would offer the prayer of Fajr with the ablution of Isha. It was his habit that if he ever exited the state of ablution, he would immediately renew it and offer 2 units of voluntary prayer. Virtue of 2 units of prayer after ablution. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, if it is not one of the times in which salah is disliked, offering 2 units of voluntary prayer after performing ablution is known as tahiyyatul wudu. There is great virtue in this, and it is one of the acts of piety listed in the Pious Deeds booklet. It is related in Sahih Muslim that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever performs ablution well and offers 2 units of prayer with an attentive heart, paradise will become incumbent for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's worship at night. My spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, would perform abundant worship, spiritual struggles, and recite the noble Quran much. It is related that for 15 years he recited the entire noble Quran every night. He would also offer 1,000 voluntary units of prayer every day. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh states, one night when I intended to perform my habitual worship, the carnal self, exhibiting laziness, advised that I should retire to sleep for a short while and then wake up to worship. At that moment, at the very place that this thought had occurred, I stood on one foot and completed a recital of the entire noble Quran. Reason for laziness in salah. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, what can be said of our laziness? The eyes open at the time of Fajr Azan, observe the clock and note there is still some time until the congregation. We sleep for another 15 minutes to find the sun has risen and the prayer has elapsed. We think, okay, I'll make it up. We do not even feel regret at the salah being missed. What a great misfortune this is. We become a little busy and decide to offer the salah later outside its appointed time. Women tend to fall into this calamity more. They will go to shopping centers and offer the prayers later outside of their times. These are those who actually offer salah. The case of those who do not pray at all is a separate issue. If they accept an invitation or attend a wedding, the Islamic sisters end up missing their prayers as well. Those who have passion may rush to a masjid and offer prayer there. Women do not even have concern for this. Do not be like this. Wherever you are in the world, be it a market or a shopping center, you have to offer salah whilst paying attention to the rules of veiling. Rather, one should go outside, complete one's tasks promptly, return home and offer salah with tranquility. If there is a mahram accompanying you, masajid are normally empty outside of prayer times, so you can perform ablution, paying attention to veiling and offer salah. When I did not have security issues, I would arrange for my wife to pray in a masjid whilst on journeys, etc. If we cannot reach home in time, we should pray here. If you have passion, you can do this. It is unfortunate that we are not serious when it comes to salah. Do you know of any excuse that will save you on the day of judgment? Otherwise, the reality is that when we end up satisfying one another, but Allah Almighty knows everything, those that do not offer salah should become punctual in their salah. Otherwise, they will be extremely regretful after passing away. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Reply to a satanic whispering. It may occur to a person that how did the pious predecessors rahmatullahi alayhim perform so much worship by earning a living and then offering 1,000 units of voluntary prayer? Firstly, the average person cannot perform this amount of worship. This is from the marvels of the saints. Just as it is related that the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, would recite the entire noble Quran in the few seconds between placing his foot in one stirrup and placing his other foot in the other stirrup of his horse. This was one of his marvels. Social media post. The hearts of the righteous are filled with the love of Allah Almighty and piety. They remove love of the world from their hearts, and their souls are perturbed without the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Therefore, they are constantly engrossed in divine remembrance, and this station is attained after intense worship and spiritual training. I recount a social media post here with some amendments, in which a person mentioned to the effect. One person asked another about how the pious predecessors spent the entire night in salah or recital of the noble Quran. The other person replied that just as today people spend the entire night chatting on social media, watching videos, etc., without expressing tiredness or boredom, the peace of the pious predecessors lied in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So they would spend the entire night in remembrance without realizing. Whereas we are so intoxicated by worldly pleasures that we do not even come to our senses. It seems as though the night has become so short when we spend the night listening to music, gossiping, watching musical programs, attending music and dance gatherings. Yet, when it is time for salah, it is so immensely difficult on the self. The water is so cold, how will I offer salah? I am so tired right now, I will offer both at Fajr time tomorrow. This is the state of people. For the sake of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, may Allah Almighty grant us all the blessing of offering salah punctually and correctly. Say such an Ameen to this dua that it shakes Satan. InshaAllah, we will become steadfast in offering salah in congregation. When Satan tried to entrap Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh with laziness, he spent the entire night reciting the noble Quran on one foot. We are his disciples. Come, what may rain, hail, storms, earthquakes, but we will never leave salah. InshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Profuse worship. For 15 years, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi's state was such that after Isha prayer, he would stand on one foot and pass the night reciting the noble Quran. Often, in one third of the night, he would offer 2 units of voluntary prayer, reciting Surah Ar-Rahman or Surah Al-Muzammil in each unit. If he recited Surah Al-Ikhlas, he would not recite it less than 100 times. Abundance of voluntary fasts. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, my spiritual guide would keep many voluntary fasts. All the devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh should make a firm resolve that they will not miss a single fast of Ramadan without an excuse sanctioned by Islamic law, inshaAllah. If, mu'adallah, they are missed fasts from the past, sincerely repent and make them up. Sometimes my spiritual guide would open his fast with the leaves of trees or wild shrubs. In short, Qaimul Layl and Saimun Nahar, worshipping in the night and fasting in the day, had become habitual for him. Shaykh Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Abi Al-Fath Al-Harawi rahmatullahi alayhi relates, I spent a few nights in the service of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. His state was such that he would offer salah and then engage in the remembrance of Allah Almighty until the first third of the night passed. I noticed that whilst he was repeating the litany, Al-Muhitur Rabbu Shaheedul Hasibul Fa'alul Khaliqul Bari'ul Musawwiru, his body would sometimes become weak and sometimes strong. At times, he would be aloft in the air and disappear from my sight. And then, returning after a short while, he would remain standing in salah, reciting the noble Qur'an until the second third of the night elapsed. He would perform lengthy prostrations and place his face on the ground. Then he would remain sitting in muraqabah and mushahada, after which he would make dua with intense brokenness and humility. At this time, such light would envelop him that he would disappear until he would exit his home for the Fajr prayer. Fear of Allah Almighty. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, it has always been the practice of the people of Allah Almighty that despite performing many righteous deeds and avoiding sins, they would have immense fear of Allah Almighty. Our master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, also had great fear of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Sharaf ad-Din Sadi al-Shirazi rahmatullahi alayh states, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh was seen in the haram of the Kaaba, his head upon the stones, imploring in the court of Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, forgive me. If I am worthy of punishment, then raise me blind on the day of judgment, so that I am not ashamed before pious people. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani's Eid. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh is the leader of the saints, but his state of fear of Allah Almighty can be gathered from these couplets that are attributed to him, which he recited on the day of Eid. People are saying, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid. Everyone is happy. However, the day I leave this world with my faith intact, that day will be Eid for me. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, what kind of devotees are we? Our spiritual guide, despite being the leader of the saints, performed such profuse worship, and we are barely able to offer the obligatory prayers. If we do offer them, we do so individually, abandoning the congregation without a valid excuse. Remember, the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, states, whoever misses one salah is deserving of thousands of years of punishment in the hellfire. Also remember that intentionally abandoning salah in congregation without a reason validated by Islamic law is a severe sin. The devotee follows in the footsteps of his beloved. Therefore, alongside devotion to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, we should be punctual in salah, observe obligatory fasts, always speak the truth, and remain ever fearful of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Vision of the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi once stood on the pulpit and stated, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appeared before me on Tuesday before Zuhr and stated, 'O my son, why do you not give sermons?' I replied, 'O my grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I am a non-Arab. How can I speak before the people of eloquence in Baghdad?' The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded, 'My son, open your mouth.' So I opened my mouth, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed his blessed saliva in my mouth 7 times and said, 'Deliver sermons to the people and invite them to the path of Allah Almighty through beautiful wisdom and counsel.' Then I offered Zuhr prayer and sat down. Many people gathered around me. A strange fear gripped me when all of a sudden, in a state of ecstasy, I saw Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu before me, saying, 'O son, why are you not delivering a sermon?' I replied, 'O my father, fear has overcome me.' He responded, 'O my son, open your mouth.' So I opened my mouth, and he placed his blessed saliva in my mouth 6 times. I asked, 'Why did you not place it 7 times? He answered, "Out of respect for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, i.e. I did so less than him." Then he disappeared from my sight and I began to deliver my sermon. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Invitation to righteousness. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh began his call to righteousness with a sermon in Shawwal al-Mukarram 521 AH in the eastern Halba district of Baghdad in an illustrious gathering. That assembly was filled with awe and illumination and shaded by noble saints and angels. He called people towards Allah Almighty, explaining the noble Quran and sacred Sunnah, and they responded. Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Rahmatullahi Alayh, the son of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, states, "My noble father, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, delivered sermons of exhortation and counsel to people for 40 years between 521 AH and 561 AH. everyone could hear him equally. In the gatherings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, despite a multitude of attendees, those afar could hear his voice as clearly as those nearby. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Sa'id rahmatullahi alayh states, when our Shaykh Sayyiduna Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would wear his scholarly robe, stand on a raised platform and deliver a sermon, people would listen to him attentively and act upon his counsel. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, may we be sacrificed upon the blessed voice of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. This was a living saintly miracle of the Shaykh, that his voice was heard in the same manner by the first and last person in that vast assembly. Subhanallah, his gathering would comprise of 70,000 attendees. In comparison, making our voice reach so far, even via speakers, is problematic. The sound sometimes goes up and down suddenly. Gathering of 70,000. My spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, states, at the beginning, I was engrossed in amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar, I calling to righteousness and forbidding evil. And I was so restless concerning the propagation of the noble Quran and the sacred sunnah that I could not control myself. If two or three people came to me, I would speak to them. Then such large numbers began to gather that no space remained to seat them. Thus, I went to the place assigned for Eid prayer and began delivering sermons until that became constricted as well. So people took my pulpit outside the city, and a vast group of people began to arrive on foot and on conveyances to listen to my speech, such that the number of attendees reached close to 70,000. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Arrival of the saints for the speech of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. It is related that when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was on the pulpit, as soon as he would say Alhamdulillah, the saints of the entire world, whether present in the gathering or not, would become silent. This is the reason why he would fall silent after saying Alhamdulillah once, and then proceed with his sermon. Within this time, the gathering would become so busy to the extent that there would be more unseen attendees than those actually visible to the eye. He would deliver sermons according to the states of the hearts of his attendees, directing himself towards them through spiritual unveiling. When he would stand up on the pulpit, the attendees would rise in awe, and when he would ask them to become silent, they would become quiet out of awe to such an extent that nothing would be heard except the sound of their breathing. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Arrival of Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam. Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayhi states, all the noble saints would attend the gatherings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi with body and soul. Furthermore, the jinn and angels would also be present. In fact, many times the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would be present to instruct and support. Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam would be present most of the time. The latter would attend himself and would also encourage whichever wali of that age he met to attend as well, saying, whoever seeks success, his continual attendance of the noble gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani is necessary. Witnessing the scene of the dream state in reality, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh was delivering a sermon one day, and his distinguished disciple and first spiritual representative, Shaykh Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayh, seated near him, fell asleep. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh asked the attendees to remain silent, came down from the pulpit, stood respectfully in front of Shaykh Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayh, and kept looking at him. When Shaykh Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayh awoke from his dream, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh asked him, did you see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in your dream? He replied, yes. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh responded, this is why I stood respectfully. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advise you? He answered, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, make serving Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani binding upon yourself. After this, people asked Shaykh Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayhi the meaning of the statement, this is why I stood respectfully. He replied, whatever I witnessed in the dream state was seen by Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh in a state of wakefulness. Attendance of jinn. The father of Shaykh Abu Zakariya, Yahya bin Abi Nasr al-Sahrawi rahmatullahi alayhima, says that I summoned jinn through a particular method and their arrival was delayed. When they came, they said to me, do not try to summon us when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani is delivering a sermon. I asked, why? They replied, because we attend his sermons. I questioned, you also attend his sermons? They responded, yes, we are present in great numbers amongst the men. There are many groups amongst us that have accepted Islam, and they have all repented at the hands of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. Speech in 13 Islamic Sciences. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Wahhab al-Sharani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi would deliver sermons in 13 branches of knowledge. People would study exegesis, hadith, jurisprudence and theology from him in his seminary. He would teach people exegesis, hadith, jurisprudence, theology, principles and grammar before and after noon. And he would teach people Quranic knowledge alongside the modes of recital after Zuhr. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh would deliver a sermon 3 times each week. In the seminary on Friday mornings, in the evening on Tuesday, and Sunday mornings at a traveler's lodge. 400 erudite scholars would record his sermons. And sometimes during the gathering, he would fly in the air the distance of a few steps and then return to his seat. He said, I wish that I could live as I did before, in the wilderness, so that I do not see people and they do not see me. Then he said, Allah Almighty willed that I benefit people, as more than 500 Jews and Christians accepted Islam at my hands, and more than 100,000 wayward Muslims repented at my hands, and this is a great act of righteousness. Non-Muslims embrace Islam. Once 13 non-Muslims came to him and embraced Islam in a gathering of council. They said, "We are Christians from the West and we intended to embrace Islam but were not sure of where to go. So we were unable to arrive at a conclusion. Then we heard a voice from the unseen saying, 'O successful group, go to Baghdad and embrace Islam at the hands of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, because due to his blessings, faith that will not be found elsewhere will be placed in your hearts.'" Master of Grammar. The grammarian Imam Abu Muhammad bin Al-Khashab rahmatullahi alayhi states, "During my youth, I was studying Arabic syntax. I would hear about Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi's delightful discourses and intended to listen to them too. But I did not have time. One day, I made a firm resolve and came to the gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. When Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi began his discourse, neither did my heart find pleasure in his speech, nor did I understand his words. I said to myself, 'This day of mine has been wasted.' At that moment, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi turned to me and addressing me, he said, 'May you be destroyed. Do you give preference and choose Arabic syntax over the gathering of the remembrance of Allah Almighty? Adopt my company. I will make you Sibawai, a great early imam of the Arabic language.'" Hearing this, the young Imam Abu Muhammad Abdullah bin Al-Khashab rahmatullahi alayhi began to adopt the company of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. As a result, he became an expert in many other sciences alongside grammar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.